What's up, everybody? Welcome back into the Sorry to Interrupt podcast. We're back, boys, to talk about episode 2 of Full Swing. It was a Ricky love fest, and I loved every second of it. Maybe not as much as you, Tom. How we doing, boys?
What's going on? And yeah, we love some Ricky Fowler over here.
Yeah, I don't know why you had to say that, Sean. I mean, we all love Ricky Fowler equally here. And, you know, I enjoyed this episode. I'm just, it's a year away. It's a year in the past, and it's like, I think we're all tired to live at this point, right? I know it's going to be like a dominating theme of the series, of course, because it's a dominating theme in golf. But it's like, oh my God, do we have to talk about it every 2 seconds?
Yeah, for the first 20 minutes of the episode, it was all about what the fuck, Liv. Are you kidding me?
Have you guys noticed? The other weird thing is, like, the first, like, 5 to 10 minutes of the episode feel like a preview of the episode that we're about to watch.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, it kind of does.
Like, they show, like, clips and stuff, you know? It's so weird.
Like, the only thing that I would like to talk about, like, when it comes to the Liv golf, and, you know, there was one of the reporters saying that to the guys that stick to the PGA, should they get compensated because they could have taken a boatload of money, but they didn't because they were true to the PGA. And Dustin Johnson said it perfectly. He's like, we're the ones that took the risk. We were going to get ridiculed. Why should they get benefited because they didn't do what we did?
Yeah, I think that argument could definitely go both ways because, you know, Rory, I think he's probably already getting taken care of and gonna get taken care of more, but like for other guys that stayed and you know waved the PGA Tour flag, like I also understand where they're coming from because Will, you got to remember, like when this thing first started, there was a lot of animosity towards Liv, mm-hmm. and they brought up the 9/11 crap and all this, not crap, obviously 9/11 isn't crap, but you know what I mean, the BS statement made.
Yeah. Blood money, that term was used all the time.
That whole kit and caboodle that it was like, we'll never join Liv, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, and not to mention, you saw in this episode at the beginning, the one thing you got out of it was that fucking even Rory didn't know. Nobody knew but Yasser.
Nobody knew, except for like 2 people.
Exactly. And it's like, that's why I kind of disagree with DJ's statement, because it's just like if the tour that you're playing on, whether or not you're an independent contractor, which they're kind of not, because if technically an independent contractor can do whatever the fuck they want. So really, they're not. If the company that basically you work for at the end of the day says this stuff and you're a company man and you stand by it and then they turn around and do a 180, it's like, fuck you guys then. And you know what? I respect it out of the players, because if I'm an employee of a regular company and it's like, okay, we'll hire somebody else. But you know what? No, they're the talent. They're the product. There's nobody out there as good as them. So that's kind of why I land on the other side of that DJ statement, just because I agree with you, Will. If all things were created equal and there was none of that bullshit that went on for like a year and a half or however long it did from the PGA Tour, I would agree. But the fact that the PGA Tour did what they did is the part that why I side with the players from the tour on this one.
And you said it perfectly. That argument can go either way. You can be on either side of that argument, and you can be right.
I think that you saw the moral dilemma on 2 different notes from the PGA players that stayed. One, they had an allegiance to the PGA, and they wanted to maintain the integrity of the field and of the tour and to see it grow as an entity. The other moral dilemma, of course, was what Liv stood for, the blood money, the 9/11, the everything that went into that decision, right? So, and who was in charge of that leak. And to me, I think it was very easy to hide behind that for these players, when in reality, maybe it was them just being shills for the PGA. But regardless of who you work for, whether you're a small business, whether you're part of a huge conglomerate, if you're being told to constantly take the bullets and stand by that, and stand by your boss, stand by your company, and they completely blindside you and tell you nothing, and now all of a sudden the people you're supposed to hate and be at war with and have all these kind of conflicting feelings about are shaking hands on CNBC and talking about a merger, I can totally see all of these guys being like, motherfuck you, man. Like, come on.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Yeah, if you're a company man and you get shafted at the end of the day, then fuck that company, you know?
Well, yeah, that's why the argument could absolutely go both ways. I don't fault any of the Liv guys for going. It's more of the, like, bullshit excuses that they use at the very beginning And Bryson still continues to do that, as we heard him recently on that podcast talking about the OWGR and stuff, but he's just delusional. I don't know if I've said this on the pod before, by the way. This just popped into my head, guys. I got a comp for you. You ready for this?
Yep. Let's go.
Bryson DeChambeau, Trevor Bauer. Same human being.
Oh.
Ooh.
Okay.
Only difference is Bryson DeChambeau is still playing and nobody wants Trevor Bauer to play for them.
Allegations aside, right?
Of course, allegations aside, I just meant sheer sport. I don't know the people, so I'm just going to go based off of their personalities in public. They very much remind me of each other in a lot of ways.
They kind of do. You're right. That's a good take.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, that might be one of my better comps. I hearken that to the Spider-Man meme that really got Will that time we did the NFL pod when I compared like Matt Ryan, Kirk Cousins, and somebody else. That was a good one too. So what did you guys think of Gretzky and Stoke? They were pretty prominently featured. I mean, what do you guys think of Paula Gretzky? Do you guys
think she's pretty? Paulina, right?
Paulina, yeah.
Paula.
I mean, I can't say that I wasn't paying more attention when she was on, because I probably was.
Listen, I am absolutely blessed to be marrying who I'm marrying. You know, I wouldn't marry anybody else in the world, but I'm going to have to tell my kid, especially if he's a boy, you better play some golf, man, because I've seen a lot of ugly guys that make a lot of money on the PGA Tour, and they have some beautiful wives.
Mm-hmm. Well, every professional athlete, even if you're ugly, they have nice-looking wives, you know?
It's never a bad thing to see Paulina, but I definitely thought that the entire DJ part was interesting.
By the way, let's show a little
calm he is,
show a little respect to Allison Stoke, Ricky Fowler's wife as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you on her behalf.
No, just from the DJ side, like, you saw how chill he is, and you really got the sense, more so in this episode than even in season one, Tom, at least for me, of how little he cares about what anyone else thinks.
Yeah, he just does what's best for his family, you know?
I'm so jealous of that from him. You know, I like to think I don't care a majority of the time about what other people think with certain things that I do, certain things that I wear, whatever, but then, like, I don't know, he just is at another level, and I just wish I had some of that in me.
So much success already in his career, where if he stopped playing tomorrow, he'd be fine. But you can also see how
I could also argue that
switch,
I could argue with you that DJ
flips with him though when he gets out into the majors.
Yeah, but you know, I think he should have more than two in his career, given his level of talent.
Probably
that's kind of how I feel about it. Where people, I agree with you, he's had a great career, but for me, I think he left a lot to be desired. And I think he should have four majors instead of two with his
game. He doesn't seem to care about the legacy that the same way Brooks does, though.
I agree with that with his persona on TV, but I would argue that if he didn't get that Masters in 2020, was it? It was the COVID Masters in November. I don't remember what year that was. I don't know if we'd be singing the same tune, but he did, so we can't even...
No, that's why I'm saying now. I think because of what he did accomplish at Augusta in November of 2020, I think now, retrospectively, he's very proud of the accomplishments that he has. He still wants to win. You see, you know, how pissed he was at himself at LACC. But overall, I think he's much more at peace with what he's done, whereas Koepka seems to be obsessed with winning more and more.
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with both takes, you know, but I agree more on the fact that he should have more than two majors, as Tom said, but I still think he goes out there and he wants to win. I do appreciate that he doesn't care what people say about him. He just goes out there. I think he just tries to do the best thing to get the most money for his family is my thing. Like, if he finishes fifth and says, hey, I won $565,000, like, that's my family.
As Paulina said, too, all the extra time that they have together and the lack of constantly traveling all over the fucking country and the world playing on the PGA Tour, which he doesn't have to do at LIV. So I think that was a huge driving factor for him, too.
Mm-hmm.
No, no doubt about
it. He was always honest about, by the way. That's why I never shat on him, because he wasn't trying to sell us a bill of goods on all these moral high grounds and growing the game of golf and being a pioneer.
Agreed.
He took the money to spend more time with his family and play less golf and make more money and still be able to play in the majors. To him, it's a perfect situation.
Yeah, it's a win-win.
Yep.
No doubt about it. So I'd say about 75% was Ricky, and then we basically just talked about the first 25%, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So what did you guys think of the Ricky story?
What were your biggest takeaways from Ricky, especially the Butch Harmon scenes?
I think players at certain points of their career make changes, and he just got into a bit of a rut, and Butch brought him back to his natural feels, and Ricky was always more of a feels type of player, more of a shot shaper, and he's finally back to it. I mean, the swing looks pure. I mean, I think he got a little bit wider. If you just watch his swing on video from switching back, I think he was coming into the ball a little steep. That's just me watching tape as an amateur golf swing analyst. But, I mean, clearly that's just a sense of security for him, and it's good to see him go back. And, honestly, the whole time I watched this thing until the U.S. Open was over, I was just so upset because I wanted Ricky to win that one so badly. But he really came back to earth on Saturday and Sunday and missed a couple putts. But then again, there was that talk about the shadows and the dusk and whatnot. So,
yeah, he got hosed with the timing.
He absolutely did. And of course you saw that on the full swing thing, but he didn't say any of that shit in the press conferences and whatnot, because he's a class act. And I just hope he can get one. Just fucking, he's one of those guys where it's like, if he gets one, it'll be fine with me. Just like if the Jets win one, I can die.
Yeah, that's like what they said. They said if he wins, this will be one of the most memorable wins in the PGA history. Because everybody loves Ricky. And they showed it when he first came on tour. He wears the all orange with the hair and the flat brim hat. And he was all automatically loved. That's what the PGA needs, another Ricky Fowler that does something like that. Wear bright purple.
It's not even – it's that combined with Ricky's just such a chill, cool guy, it seems like.
Yeah,
By all accounts, there's not one person on the tour that doesn't like him. So it's going to be tough to find another Ricky. I really want him to solidify it with a win.
Yeah, I bet on him in every major. I mean, obviously he doesn't win, but I want to see him win.
Yeah, but you also saw, too, at the Rocket Mortgage of he didn't fold after LACC, where obviously he collapsed in the last 2 days after the historically great first two rounds, and then he goes right back a couple weeks later and wins in Detroit, and I think that showed – a lot about where his mentals were at, right? Where he was able to rebound from a really tough defeat at a major, in a one that he easily could have won, and then going out and winning a really tough golf tournament in Detroit. I thought that was very emblematic of where he is right now from a confidence thing.
Well, the most impressive thing was not that he shot 25 under or whatever he did. The most impressive thing is the first hole of the playoff, he puts it way right. It was a Will Smith shot, way right. And to have the confidence to hit that second shot within 12 feet, you were like, you know, on the Sunday that you saw in LA, it was just one bad shot and then it just got in his head. And when he had to do it in the playoff at the Rocket Mortgage, it was like, okay, that was a bad shot. What can we do here to get close to win this? And that's exactly what he did.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's why I'm still confident that I think he's going to win a major before it's all said and done. It'll be a great day, too.
I'm hoping it's the Masters.
Ooh. And you'll see the outpouring of love and admiration he'll get from his peers, too, because to your point, nobody on the tour dislikes him.
Yeah, minus Tiger Woods. Will there be a more watched Masters if you see Ricky in the final pairing on a Sunday?
If Ricky and Spieth, I think the globe would explode. Legitimately. And that brings up a good question. Like, for the general golf fan, who do you guys think, I'm saying people with majors or without, who do you think would be the most celebrated major win this season? I'm going to go with a Spieth at the Masters. I guess, Will, you might take Ricky?
I would say Ricky at the Masters.
Anything that Rory wins either?
I was just going to say Rory. I think Rory at the Masters would be amazing. Any major for Rory, because everybody wants it so bad for him.
Dark horse Phil if he wins anything, and let's not forget he won the PGA a couple years ago and he finished second at the Masters last year. Yeah, or 2 years ago, whatever.
Yeah.
Last year.
Phil, yeah. I mean, even if Tiger comes back and wins another one.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, that, oh my God, that doesn't even count. I'm taking that category out. That's an easy one. That, then talk about the world explode. The fucking universe would explode if that happened.
And then there's that other feel-good player when he wins a major. When Hideki Matsuyama, for some reason, wins a major, I bet, like, everybody loves it.
Well, he's huge. He's like Tiger in Japan here. Like, So he is a massive star. I didn't know you were a Hideki fan. I mean, I love his swing. He's fucking.
I'm a big Hideki fan.
Major ball
striker.
Well,
you and me both, baby.
Yeah, I love Hideki Matsuyama.
Yeah.
All right, boys.
I still think Brooksy, too.
Brooksy's my guy. He's just a dog.
Brooksy's your guy, yeah. I mean, Ricky's my guy. He's always been my guy since he came on tour. I'm like, this guy's wearing orange. He's got the flow working. He's charismatic. You got to love it. And, yeah, he's always been my guy. But I've always loved Matsuyama. And I used to love Schauffele, too, but talk about another big choker.
Hey, listen.
Nobody would love a player winning more than Tom watching Patrick Cantlay win.
Shut the fuck up. That's the captain of the 5 o'clock.
Your nice 9-hour round on Sunday.
You guys just mentioned the captain and the co-captain of the 5 o'clock hitter team. Fucking lights come on at 7. They're hitting bombs in batting practice at 5, but they can't win the big one.
Yep.
Nope. Sorry, I had to do that.
Yes. Anything else?
I think we covered it.
Do you guys want to talk about Boeing real quick? What's going on over there? Another plane just got grounded. Can you guys believe that? Shit is fucked.
Yikes.
You guys buying up Airbus stock, or is it just me?
I mean, it's not a bad bet.
It's not. Yeah, Boeing. Not the best right now.
No, they're not doing too hot. I mean, and then my buddy texts Ryan, of course, texts me. He's like, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. I just kept sending them articles, and he was like, I don't know. There might be some smoke to this fire.
Well, the whistleblower was found dead, so that was great.
Yeah, not long after either. I should have gone, honestly. What'd you say, Will?
I said conspiracy.
Yeah, I mean, when I was down there last week, because that's where one of their biggest factories is in Charlotte, or wherever I was, Charleston, I should have done a little poking around, a little investigative reporting.
You would have been found dead in your car, too.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah, I mean, they covered a lot up. But, yeah, I mean, unless you guys have any other news, I think that's about it.
Oh, I said it on – should I announce it again, Sean?
What's that,
Will?
The Cowboys made a move in free agency.
Oh, yeah, Will's ecstatic about it.
Good player, though. Good linebacker.
Yeah.
You guys needed one.
Good run-stopping linebacker, yeah.
That would have been nice, like, sixth pickup for you guys, not the only one.
Yeah, I mean – we'll see if they do anything else, but it's a start.
yeah. Okay.
You signed your long snapper. We just need to remember that your free agency got off to a hot start.
He's probably the best long snapper in the game.
There's something to be said for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, boys. We'll be talking to everybody soon. We got a lot of pods coming out this week. We hope you guys are enjoyed. I know we are.
Take care, everybody.
Looking forward to it, boys.